the first coffee cup that I made about this stuff had a quote of Neville's on it, and it said, "Your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you." The actual quote of Neville's was, "Your faith in God is measured by your confidence in yourself." I left off the last little bit, and I wrote it, "Your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you." I came to Australia with a dream, and I realized if that dream were to become my reality, that I had to believe. I had to have confidence in me. And y'all know how I feel about confidence. I'm not big on imagining confident. I'm really big about imagining up and living up life with a profound sense of infinite curiosity. I had to become curious about me. I'd already, quote-unquote, woken up, 20 years earlier. Yeah, 15, 20, I don't know. But you see, when I experienced the events of the promise, I didn't get that I was better than anyone else. I got that I had a different way of perceiving, where everything was profoundly quiet, and I could give rise to infinite seeming noise or music. And I entered into another version of the state of John, where I did violence again to my desires. Seemed as if that's what spiritual people do. And then as I gave that up, again, this is a long time ago, guys, when I started building my first online business, and when I really started taking it seriously in 2002, I started to give life to my desires. And when I landed here, I got to take it up a couple levels. I really got to explore how curious can I be about what's possible. What desires can I give life to? Because when you move, a new you gets to show up. Well, a new you gets to show up, then you get to move. I had no backup plan and no capacity for one. And yet I noticed everyone played their parts in helping me get here and stay here. And I started building. And what you're aware of is part of what I built. And I'm not saying this egotistically. I'm saying this from your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you. Because you can't let your dreams die. In order for your dreams to die, you have to let your awareness of you die. In other words, don't be confident with yourself. Brucey's playing with his bed because, you see, he's got a dream. I got him out here right now. He drove me outside, so we're out here. Sometimes he gives up. Sometimes he keeps playing. You see, I remember a day being sad. Victoria and I were leaving the house. We were going out on one of our dates, and the puppies didn't try to get out. Normally, we'd be trying to get out, and they'd try to get out with us. and they didn't try. And that's when I realized that they'd given up, at least on that day, of getting out with us. They knew we were going out. They want to go with us. There are kids. I got one right here looking at me. And it was sad for me in a way, because I looked at that and I realized that's what most people do. That's what I did. Your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you. I just want you to have more dream-driven days. I want each day to be more dream-driven. I don't want you to treat this as an on-off switch. I want you to notice it as a dimmer switch. In other words, how bright is the light? That's one worth writing down. How bright is the light of you today? How much are you realizing in the moment that what's looking at you, who's looking at you, the spark behind their eyes is the same spark that's behind yours? There is only one ocean. And yes, we are individuals, but in the end, there is only one ocean. But don't let that take away from you giving life to your desires. God, I remember doing that. Yep, boom, oneness strikes. No desires. And then as they showed up again, I thought desires were downfall. Falling from grace, going back to sleep. And it was just another exploration of finally stopping to don't deny your desires. Don't deny who you are. Become infinitely curious about everything, about everyone. If you've been with me to the dog park or the shops, or if you haven't, just imagine this. I don't approach people just to say hi, even though often that may or may not be what happens. I had a delightful conversation with a woman today at the deli. I haven't seen her in about 6 weeks. She's lovely. And I've seen her shopping with her daughter, who's lovely as well. And I haven't seen her for a long time. And she was ordering bacon. And I walked up and said, hey. And she turned, because we'd always said hi, like in passing in the aisles for whatever. I don't know why. She was friendly. And I said, how you doing? Where you been? And turns out, nowhere. She's just been busy. She asked, how you doing? And I said, great. And she said, what have you been up to? And I told her about this program. And you could just watch the whole concept of dream-driven day work through her. And she said, you know what my thing is? She goes, smile. I just want more smiles in. I just want more smiles. And I gotta admit, it blew me away. There's a profound, yet profoundly simple conversation going on between two people. I don't know her name. I don't have a clue who she is. And I know exactly who she is. And I know where she's coming from. I want more of that in your worlds. I want more of anything and everything you desire in your worlds. And I bet to most people, I looked confident walking up to her and saying, hey. But guess what? I wasn't. I also wasn't doubtful. I was curious. I'm curious about the spark behind her eyes and what gets expressed through them and through her. What gets to be explored. I could teach a profound dating program. And it'd be pretty simple because we've just done it in the past 30 days. We could call it dating and mating. It could also be a profound marriage program. Or a profound money-making program. You want to build a business? We covered a lot of ways. Everything that we covered could help you take whatever you do to a new level. And sure, there's other stuff to learn. You know, why not? I had to learn how to drive in a new country. We drive on the proper side of the road. Where I grew up, we drove on the right side. Neither one's right, they're just different. Victoria takes her half out of the middle. Meanwhile, I want to thank you guys for playing. I want to welcome you back for more. I request, too, that you stick around and play in post, especially if you haven't much already. So as I sit here and I look back at the last 30 days together, I do want to tell you, I thank you. I thank you for being you. I thank you for playing. I thank you for choosing to dive deeper by enrolling, by playing with the lessons that you've played with. And so I got this dog here. I took his squeak toy away from him. I paused the recording because I just wanted to make sure I was focused. And he's up here right now. He's on the lounge suite with me, the sofa. We call it the inside outside because it used to be inside and now it's outside. It's where Victoria sit and we chat. It's lovely. Eventually it'll end up on a rubbish heap somewhere, but for now it's right beside that chalkboard. And there's another wheelbarrow full of wood there. And there's this dog. Yeah, it's you. And I'm gonna throw his toy so we can go get it. And so we can end it all with a squeak. I love you guys.